So we're continuing now in Havdama Gimel. We started a little bit going through some of the different kelim, what they represented, Klei Chesed and Klei Gvur. We discussed a bit. I think with the Klei Gvur now, if my sticky is correct. So Klei Gvur is page Nun Ches, Shi Midas Hayira. Do we go past this?
Yeah,
I think we're at the next one. Okay, fine. So I forgot that. We're up to Hagdama Dalad, now Olam HaTikun. Okay, so we went through all the different kelim. So now he writes, Olam HaTikun, Achar HaShvira, Hotzi HaShemiz Baruch, Or HaChadash. After the shattering of the kelim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu now is able to create a new light. UBaTikun is Seda HaEsar Sfiros, SheNishbaru BaOfen Shelo Yishtabru. So after the initial shattering, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to fix the Tikun of all the Esar Sfiros in a way where they wouldn't break ever again. The reason why there was a breaking, because the kelim were each under the other one. And each of the kelim wanted to rule over its own and also everything else to take all. It was a little bit, if you will, whatever that means, a little bit. I don't know how to say this in the right way about Kalim, but it wanted them more than it really deserved. A little bit ambitious, over-ambitious. L'hoyabhem, his kashas, v'achtas, and there was no relationships, there's no connection, there's no achtas amongst the Kalim. And l'chein lo yuachlo l'ispal as riboy ha'or v'nishbro. And therefore, since of them each wanted to take more than it was worthy of accepting, therefore, the kelim were not able to be sovel all the extra surplus light, and it broke. That was the original reason why it happened. Sometimes we try to take more than what we deserve. We're ambitious, and we're looking for more than we're supposed to be doing. That's something like that seems to happen with the kelim. Achar kach niskanu mechadash, and then it was fixed anew. V'nistru be'ofen shel yamdu ha'kelim, it was ordered in a way that was et hachazeh, in such a way where they didn't stand one underneath. Initially, it was like a line. So each one was trying to catch what was right above it, below it. Rak yamdu bahava v'achta ze'ezazah. So he said then it was reset up, it was restructured, reconfigured, where they were kind of next to each other. There was achtas, the kelim. It was no longer chesed, gvur, tveres, netzachot. It was rather chesed was here. It was next to it. There was like a relationship that was taking place. Aderach yamin smol ve'emsa dugmas segol, like a circle of sort, right and left. Right and left is very, very important in this world. The chesed's on the right and the gvur's on the left. You know, my son the other day, my youngest son, Yisrael Meir, so he's a chesedish inclinations term. He wants to be a chesed. He has to be a chesed all the time. So he was putting a raincoat the other day, and you know, the way it works normally is the right side goes under the and the left goes over. That's how his was the opposite. There's a mistake in his. So I said, no, that's how girls do it. Girls in girls' coats, everything is opposite. I said, oh, so it could be chassidus. If chassidus by chassidim, they have the right go over the left. So one reason is because if it's, it might be chukas akum, if they do it the way we do it, so they do it this way. But the real reason is because the right always goes over the left. Chassid goes over the left. Chassid goes over the gruer. So the Indian right or left is very, very important when it comes to this world. So he sets this structure up. It's very important to keep in mind. So I read through this. We're going to keep referring back to this image, but this image is very, very important to understanding the spheros. So the way it works is on the top is Keser. Keser is the highest. There are really 10 spheros. So Keser is the highest one. It's the crown. Keser represents the Ratzon. We're going to elaborate on all these, but I'll just say now. Chachma and Bina. Chachma is to the right, Bina is to the left. So these three, Keser, Chachma and Bina, we'll get to Das in a second, but Keser, Chachma and Bina represents the mind, the deep parts of the mind. So Keser is like Ratzon, imagination, fantasy. Chachma refers to wisdom. Oftentimes it refers to like a database of information. And Bina represents the ability to distinguish, to compare, to contrast. It's analyzing. There's also emotions that are here as well. There's emotions, there's intellect. I'm just being very oversimplifying, but just some of the ideas. But that's Keser, Chachma, Bina. Das is a complicated one. Das is really not one of the spheres. That's why it's in parentheses. There's 10 without Das. Das is somehow Keser that comes into reality. So how that works exactly, we have to explain. But Chabad stands for Chachma Bina Das, represents Chachma Bina Das, these three, which is really Keser Chachma Bina. That's the brain, that's the higher parts. Then those are the three higher spheres, it's called Keser Chachma Bina. And then the seven Tachtonas, the seven lower ones, is Chesed to the right, and Gvura. Tiferes is a fusion between those two. And there's Netzach and Hod, then Yesod is a fusion, and then Yesod leads to Malchus. So this is the image one has to have in mind, how we go through the rest of the Sefer. Now, Bofen Shayamin Yashvi Lasmo, where the right is Mashvia, affects, influences the left. Vasmol Yitzamtein HaShefa, and the left takes the Shefa, but has to mitzamtein, has to make it limited. So the Chesed is pouring out tons of Chesed, trying to pour, help a person out, and the left is the Ani. Ani can only take so much. You want to try to overwhelm a person. If, for example, there's big lotteries out now, Mega Millions and the Powerball, people are buying a lot of these tickets. So, you know, sometimes it's too much money, they're going to be gonna end up losing the money. It's too much Shefa for them. People don't know what to do with $1 billion if they're not trained. So there's a ton of Shefa coming in, but the Maisa, if you want to be Makabal, you have to be something. You have to be smart about things. You can't be overzealous. Shlishis, the third one, Mazag Mishneim, is Muzag, is a hybrid, a combination of the two. Somehow Tferis, for example, represents the hybrid of both them. I think we're being very simplistic right now. And through that, through this hybrid, somehow you're able to not be so metamte, not be so exact and limiting, but you're able to take a little bit more than you can and pass on to the next. Okay, fine. Ukemoshe tiarim Eliyahu Navi ba'akdamas ha-tikun, the Tikkun Zohar that Eliyahu describes, Hanikra Pesach Eliyahu, the section of Tikkun Zohar is called Pesach Eliyahu. Chad Aruch, one long one, is Kava Chesed, the line of Chesed. Shebi Yamin, HaMashpia, the line of Chesed from the right is Mashpia, a beam of light, of energy, of Kedusha. V'chad Katzir, and then there's a small, a short line that represents Kav HaDin, the small, the Din and Gvura are interchangeable, the left side which is Mitzamsem. So the Chesed is called Chad Aruch because there's a lot, it's long. The left side is called Kahad Katzir, it's short because it doesn't take all the Shefa, it's limited. The Gvura takes only a little bit of it. V'chad Beinoni, and then there's one line which is in the middle, Kav HaRachamim, which is the same thing as Tiferes. Rachamim is a combination of the two. Shebemsa shehit mispatseya ben shneim. Somehow it's a hybrid. It doesn't take all the shefa. It doesn't limit the shefa. There's an even balance somehow of where it's supposed to be. And we're always trying to balance everything. You know, the Rambam talks famously about balancing midos. We try to balance everything in life. There's always extremes, and we have to find a good medium that works best for us. But that's the middle chad benoni. That's the teferis. That's the midah of racham. So he writes further now. Haseid hachadash hazeh. This new setup, this new structure that we just introduced before, in the right and the left and the middle, is called Olam HaTikun, the world that's been fixed. It's a fixed world. It's after the Shvira, after the breaking. This is the world that's now everything's in order. Shekvar Nivru Be'ofen HaRoi La'amoda U'Liskayim. It was already created and fashioned in a way that's able to stand and withstand. Ki Olamos HaKodim, in the earlier world, Nikru Olamim Charavu, called the world of destruction. The Medrash says the world was created multiple times. Seven times it was created and destroyed, created and destroyed. It was referring to the Ruchnius world, the structure of the spheros. These were called Alamin the Harivi, the destroyed world. Mishim Shinivu Bekavana Tchila Shishtabu. Hashem Baruch Hu created these worlds with the intent that they would break. He knew they would break. It was created to be destroyed. So they're called Alamin de Harivu. Besod Borei Olamos U'Machrivan. Medrash says they were created and destroyed. She'od kodem shibaran, even before they were created, krahaya rota shishtabu, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to be broken. Mashenkin ha'olam ha'chadosh, the new world, the current world that we live in, this world of ruchnius, nivra b'chdei l'skayim, was created in order to continue this way. V'zem asher amru chachmeinu zal, that's what it says in Chagigo Yubeis, al-pasuk it says, ani kel shakai, ani hu shemarti l'olam dai. I am the one, says God, that said the world is enough. Shebol matikon nasna shemiz baruch bria kah chadash shel tzimtzum. I said it's enough. It's enough. I gave this new world the ability to define itself, to limit itself. Sheyuchal kolecha latzer batmo lomar dai. Not to be over ambitious, over zealous. That each of the kelim should take more than it's supposed to. I gave each one a restriction, a limitation, that they should just take what they're supposed to be taking. Dai, it's enough, and such a world could exist. No one sphere is ruling itself, but rather they're working in partnership with others. Chesed needs to work with Gvura, and so on. The different relationships of Netzach and Hod, they all work with each other in different ways. They have to work in tandem. So, Kol Echad Mitzamtin Es Atzma B'Fnei Chaver. You have to Mitzamtin. These are big lessons in the Shalom Bayis here. It's, you know, this is all where it comes from. Shalom Bayis too. It's like, you can't just be living by yourself and what you want. It's about compromising. It's about limiting what your needs are and helping other person's needs. That's what's going on with the spheres. They're working with each other. The Kol Echad, each one of the spheres, Mitzamtin Atzma, he limits himself. He's machni himself B'Fnei Chaver to allow the other person to thrive, for themselves to thrive together. He's not trying to overstep his boundaries. He's staying within his lane. It's true in Shalom Bayis, it's true with Chavrusas, it's true in every area of your life. You need to work with each other in order to be compatible. And that's how the world is going to continue to exist. Okay, we'll see. This is again very nice stuff in terms of the Ruchnik, but in terms of the messaging, the Chizik, the Musar, it's also very important to take away as well.
And the reason that